Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Mann and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and it's on between Swift and Kardashian.
But is it Taylor and Kim?
Yes.
Whoa.
So.
Does that have something to do with Ye?
Perhaps.
Probably.
It goes back to Ye. You know, Swift's feud with the Kardashians, it goes back to 2015 when Ye referenced Swift on his track Famous. And
it went back to when he got up and interrupted her. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce should have won this.
You see his wife the other night? She didn't have any underwear on. So she had to literally cover her front when she was there taking her pictures.
Did you read the interview her dad did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's not a fan.
Well, I mean, yeah. He's like, she's being, I think he, I'm paraphrasing, like she's being held against her will, perhaps.
He's talking
she
about
she looks
some,
distraught
yeah.
out in public.
He's I would about, be too if I was naked in front of everybody.
He's talking about some kind of mind control type stuff. Like, she's very uncovered all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like Kanye don't pose for the cameras, but like when North's with him, like she's all smiling for paparazzi. You know he don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
She's all playing for the cameras. He's all stone faced in his little truck tank he rides around in.
Huh? He can't wear the mask around North either because she loses him.
Yep.
Can't find him.
Can't find him nowhere.
Well, Taylor released her album on Friday. And it's a double album.
Swift?
Yes.
It was Taylor Dane.
And the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, features 15 songs. And one of those songs is titled Thank You, Amy, with the K, the I, and the M capitalized. And it's
ooh, cryptic
about Kim Kardashian. It's a diss track. And the title itself is a tip-off. With the capitalization of K-I-M that appears in that order. And also on Apple Music, the lyrics are stylized in a way, like the line, screamed F-U Amy to the night sky.
Taylor Swift cusses in her songs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She puts out a lot of content.
Yes, she does.
So I wonder, like, how does it become a hit? I guess the fans decide at this point. It's not like the label's kind of pushing certain songs. It's just so much at once.
I mean, anything she puts out, like, nobody announces albums anymore. It's like, oh, we want to shock you. You get up to go to work, and there's a new drop.
There's also a song I saw people on X talking about. They think it's about Kadarius Toney. So now she's writing songs dissing former teammates of Travis Kelce's?
She was doing her concerts, which was a massive tour, she was singing, like, a different song for each show. I'm like, how many songs do you have? Like everybody got a previously unreleased track.
She's AI, I'm sure of it.
She's not real.
Yes.
So there is a mention of a bronze spray tan statue in the song. And there's another line that says, and one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two are going to know is about you.
Oh.
So.
Maybe fight somebody or shut up.
Get
like,
in
I'm sitting, dude, as you read my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, like, who would win in that fight?
It's never going to happen, so they should both just stop.
But if they did, who do you think?
Kim?
Why?
Because she's bound to be stronger.
I don't know, man. Them legs on Taylor Swift, like, if, like, yeah. She could kick and stomp somebody.
I'm just saying, it'd be a lot harder to get Kim off her feet because she's got that weight distribution the way you'd want it for a fight, I think.
Yeah, she's thick all around.
Kind of like you'd want her to be, also, she'd be a better pass blocker than Taylor.
Yeah, but I think she would be too concerned with messing up her hair, her face, that she would be more concerned than actually fighting back.
Yeah,
I don't even think, maybe.
I think Taylor probably beat her because she's got stamina.
That's how she sounds, Kim.
I did read about Taylor Swift, like, singing and working out at the same time. I guess some kind of training method.
Well, I saw Kim go several rounds sparring with Ray J, and if she can do that, she can definitely take Taylor Swift.
Ain't no lying about that.
Uh-oh. His earbuds aren't that good.
Just who's?
Ray J's.
Oh.
That's his side hustle.
I could have told you that.
I love Odyssey earbuds, personally. Uh-huh. Those are my favorite.
I did not realize.
They tried to kill me.
Kim Kardashian is 43.
Yes, she is.
I did not realize.
She's the middle one.
Yeah.
Huh. We just did Courtney's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, Debbie Gibson versus Tiffany. Who you got?
Well, did you know that there is an app where you can hook up with someone and get a gun at the same time?
No. A bunch of people listen to us ready to download it right now.
You mean the gun show?
Well, according to the ATF.
I want to get an app now.
It's got to be yeah. I want to.
I want a Glock and something else. Well, some criminals
rhymes with it.
are using the dating app Tinder to purchase guns. That's kind of crazy. So they've been, I guess, you know, getting people out there and trying to see what's going on with the Tinder app, and federal officials are learning that guns are being trafficked using the platform. So according to this, along with other social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
I get mine on WhatShot.
Mm-hmm.
Shot Not.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's better.
Shotify.
Oh, even better.
So they're saying that 3.7% of the guns from 2017 to 2021 were trafficked.
I go to Gatsy.
Gatsy.
The great Gatsy.
And a little over 1% of the guns sold were sold by gun dealers.
They still have gun shows?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they advertise them, do they?
I don't know that they need to.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to be the big commercial as a kid. Gun and Knife Show this weekend.
And they would always have like some, well, that was Cars and Stars, Stars and Cars. But they would always have like some notable person there.
Oh, yeah.
At the Gun and Knife Show.
Is this the thing, Paige, where like more than twice as many firearms are being sold on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp than at gun shows and flea markets and auctions?
Yeah.
Like well over twice as many being sold on social media as at like gun shows and stuff now.
How do they ship in the mail?
Don't know.
Why did it say that with an Irish
brogue? They can't, right? They got to ship them to your local gun dealer?
They're probably violating a lot of federal laws.
Absolutely.
I would imagine to do this. Probably violating all them federal laws about that.
So what happens with these convicts or whatever, they're pressuring girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever to go into the gun store and purchase them, and then they sell them on.
Oh, they're like DoorDashers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people get different items that way now.
No, I just meant like they're putting it in someone else's name for tax reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Your name is not Charmel. I can clearly tell.
Come on,
you're not
queen.
Charmel. It was Booker T.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why you used Charmel.
That's all I can think about, Booker T.
I just remember I had to go to the grocery store today and I get some toilet paper.
Okay.
Charmin. So.
Not a fan of Charmin.
No?
It's too nice.
It is nice.
It's too nice to the point where you just keep using it, even though you don't need to.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm using like nice bed linens and I feel weird.
Yeah, I can't do Quilted Northern either. It's too nice.
I'm very brand loyal to it.
I need the store brand equivalent of Scott, please.
I don't ever sit there and do the math. 24 double rolls equals 48 regular rolls. Like, come on.
Well, now they got mega rolls.
Tell me how many dumps I'll be able to take with
it. They got double rolls and triple rolls. I don't know how much bigger a mega roll is than a triple roll.
Mega roll.
I imagine
roll.
It's bigger.
That's how masochistic we are. We like one ply.
Mm-hmm. I use mega roll.
It's the only one I used. I got a big day today. It's going to be big.
Got the Iran flag on each square.
You're going to see a bunch of lies on TV coming up later.
Not true. He's going to swear. Maybe on the own Bible. He maybe have sold that Bible to the judge.
He might have.
Can I use my own Bible, please? You can get this one at Trump.com.
So I guess now with all this gun selling online, the Biden administration wants to require more sellers to perform background checks.
Is this another, because you mentioned TikTok, like this is, that's another poof on them, right?
Yep.
If they could only tie it to child trafficking.
But
oh, they
now,
did. Oh,
now,
they did. Oh, okay.
Now the agenda is becoming a bit more clear, though, in that moves like this, like, man, all these social media platforms give these people way too much freedom to conduct commerce as they see fit. We have to stop this.
But there's no time to address it because they're too worried about ousting another speaker.
Yeah.
That's got to be business number one, evidently.
It's too much business going on.
Well, that's business number two. Business number one was sending all the money overseas. Now we do business number two. Now that we send all the money overseas, we can do other business.
Like in your life, you worry about keeping your power turned on and your food on your table and all that stuff, right? You do that first.
Yeah.
Why didn't our government realize that? I mean, they do it at their house. Yeah. They're not doing it in their country.
We don't do it in my house. Nothing in my house.
I'm about tired of it. If I could afford it, I'd move to another country.
Which one would you move to?
That's a good question.
One of the English-speaking ones. Ain't many of those left.
Can't go to Canada.
I wouldn't leave. I can't leave. I'll fight for what's left of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't leave. Fix this.
That's true. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I mean, it is a mess. It is such a mess.
It is a mess.
Such a mess.
If it ain't, it'll do till the mess gets here.
Was it Brian Cox, I think, recently said that he would leave? But he was just ragging on everybody. He's like
the former Miami Dolphin?
No. The Irish guy.
The former Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, okay.
He's like, by the way.
He's Irish?
He said, by the way, Joaquin Phoenix sucked in Napoleon, and I'm going to leave the country soon. Like, he was just going off on everything.
Huh. Wow.
Oh, he was born in the UK. I thought he was from over there somewhere.
It's Brian Cox. It's one of them K's.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paige. We will take a break. We will come back. I hate to go out on a bad note. Oh, this country sucks. But it'll get better. It'll get better. We always rebound. I mean, we have the lulls. We always rebound from
it. We always come back.
Yes.
Just need a whole bunch of new people. Over 500 of them.
That's
all
right.
At once.
Yep. Well, there's only one of him, but we'll make it work. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318. It is time for the FOF line. When you get mad, upset, PO'd, ticked off, angry, rather than to possibly lose your crap, I wanted to use a far stronger word there. The FCC won't allow it. I should call and bitch about that.
You should.
It is open 24/7.
What is that number?
864.
241.
4318.
Yeah. All right. Verbal tongue lashing. What a transition. That's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, so many people are very outraged. Even if it wasn't the grandkids, rod and reel. Speaking of grandkids, you're so right about taking out. I love the phrasing, taking anything out of a man's truck is the worst thing you can do in the South.
Worst.
I think there's worse things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question.
There's a lot worse.
It's low, but there's certainly worse things you can do.
What about putting stuff in?
That's even worse. To,
yeah.
Garbage and stuff?
Mainly, yeah. Like an old cup.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
Somebody throw
I've done that as pranks in the past.
Yes.
I do. Clean out my car / prank.
Well, not cleaning out, but, you know, pop a little cup in there.
Do you ever do it in the parking lot here, Fat Boy?
Not here.
Okay.
Not since you don't drive a truck no more.
But I tell you what.
I was trying to make sure the one guy who does once a week don't get none.
You ever?
Oh
my gosh!
I'm not talking about the balls, not the other guy who parks my Fat Boy.
Oh, really? I've never seen another truck. Here we go. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Yeah. This office for the last 4 years of my life. I mean, it goes back to COVID. You know, during COVID, a lot of people got divorced or had babies. My ex-wife did both. She considers herself an overachiever when in actuality, she's just a whore. But since then, I have had to fork out $4,000 into my AC. I have had to replace my refrigerator. And I woke up this morning, and I'm now having to replace my hot water heater. Not to mention, again, it's a luxury item, but a TV crapped out on me. But TVs aren't cheap, especially if you get a decent one. And you should probably argue that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You, if you're going to argue that point. But, like, I feel like I never get a chance to get caught up. And I know there's probably a lot of people that feel that way. But I just want to catch one motherfucking break. Just one. I just want to go one summer. One summer, 1 year, without something drastically f***ing wrong, costing thousands of f***ing dollars in repairs. So that I can just, I don't know, I don't even call it get ahead. I just want to catch up. I just want to f***ing catch up. Is that too much to f***ing ask for?
Preach it, sir.
Yeah, I can relate.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. I don't think, if you're listening right now and you don't relate to that, like,
count your blessings.
You better show some gratitude.
Count those blessings. Sure.
Do it for once an hour. Mm-hmm. Alexa. It's time to do your daily gratitude, like for real.
You better count some blessings. But yeah, man, he makes a lot of sense. And the people that argue about TVs is that TVs are a lot more affordable than they used to be. But just because you can get a 75-inch TV for like less than $800, don't mean you can just go out and drop $800 today.
Right.
I mean, it would have cost more back in the day, but still, it's not that you can just go get one right now necessarily.
Yeah, less disposable income than.
Cool.
It's gonna be the thing. Less disposable income than ever before.
What?
So we're going away completely.
You think, when I hear people say disposable money, I think of like people actually like wiping with money.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have, so we'll just bring me some $100 bills in here.
Right. I have to go. I have the runs.
I have.
Get me my stack of 20s.
It's in my savings account.
Is
What's
that,
that
you, Robert Earl of Eaton?
Oh, Daddy's got boo-boos. Bring me my hundos.
Daddy wants more $100 bills. I'll take it this time, Mitchell.
Daddy wants the big face on it.
Daddy used to have jug bucks.
Oh. Somebody texted this. Somebody put a dead raccoon in his buddy's truck.
Oh,
that's tight.
That is genius.
Did you say that's tight?
Yes. Who wants a stinky animal in the back of your truck? And if you don't see it and you're driving around?
No, I agree. I've never heard it described as tight.
It's fat.
Yeah, back in my day, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's tight.
That's tight.
That's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Pull up.
864 241-4318.
You know, I called before. I ain't putting no names in here. I ain't getting my own name for it. But you nasty some bitches with a damn bug. You know what? I bitched about it before, but bitch about it again. The next one of you motherfuckers that don't tell me you got bed bugs in your damn house before I've already walked through the motherfucker treating you for your other nasty ass bugs, I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm gonna burn your bitch down. How hard is it to tell someone, hey, before you walk in, just so you know, I have bed bugs? You know we don't treat bed bugs in my damn company, you son of a bitch.
How do you know if you got it?
You probably have an idea.
You get bit at night, I guess.
Do you have to, when you call and say, I need you to come spray, do you have to say, I have bed bugs too? I guess they ask you.
You want to tell them what they're dealing with so they get rid of it.
Bugs, I mean, if you call an exterminator, I guess. I don't know.
This guy's got a message for the greenhorn on the job, the young buck.
Uh-oh.
So look here, rookie. This is how we do it.
That's a great song. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
All right, this goes out to this little motherfucker that I work with that's 19 years old who decided that he would apply and actually end up getting a fucking lead position. You little snot-nosed motherfucker. Just because you get it, don't mean you can fucking talk shit about everybody. I don't care. I'll put your fucking ass in its place, send your ass back up the fucking mountain crying to your fucking mama. Besides, you get your fucking hair cut by a fucking traveling barber. Who the fuck does that? Damn! Fucking little god!
Did he say in its place or on his face?
I'm not certain.
I'm about to go back and listen to that one later.
Where's the traveling barber?
I don't know. I think I do know that there's a barber bus near where I live.
That's awesome.
He drives around town cutting hair.
No way.
Yeah, it's a short bus. It's red, white, and blue. P1 Wilbus knows about it. It parks near his business.
It's like a food truck?
No, it's a barber bus.
I've heard of.
Okay, but like they just pull in a parking lot somewhere, like those places where you can get your dog spayed in like a Walmart parking lot or something.
Well, a little bit big. It's a short bus, like, you know.
Right there where all the Roundup is drained down in the corner of the parking lot. That's all they do is tell the dogs, hey, go look over there and get reproduced.
Why not? They've got mobile dog groomers. Why not mobile people groomers?
Mobile dog grooming is a big business. I see those vans all the time out near the house. I'm not coming to my house, though.
It's I angered this person so much.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know what I could have done. But this person's really mean.
They don't say what you did?
You don't recognize the voice?
I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
But I do know it's about me. And I don't recognize the voice.
That's a swerve right there. That's absolutely a swerve. It's going to be about us. 864-241-4318.
You know what, you son of a bitch, pile of monkey f***ing nuts? I done left you a f***ing solid gold voicemail back in, I don't even remember, man. But you didn't even acknowledge my damn voicemail. You, hey, mother you probably ain't gonna play this, you mother. I don't know how many f***ing times I got cussed on this son of a bitch for you to acknowledge this mother. But listen here, I used to have your damn side. But you know what? I done had it now. How about this? You mother.
Huh. Now, why are you convinced that's you?
I mean, I think I'm the only one that has access to email or voicemail. I mean, I say email because the voicemails come through as emails
because
It's voice over IP.
Right.
That's and we why do always say open. That they come to Fat Boy.
Yeah.
So this started out as, you know, my desk phone number, which we don't have desk phones anymore.
Mm.
They literally took them all out.
They did.
That's cool. We found him, though.
I love that video.
But the guy, I say I don't recognize the voice because I couldn't tell you who it is. I recognize it as far as hearing it from time to time.
Yeah.
Because usually calls in. But it's never a good point.
There's somebody, don't say the name, that usually texts in that's like, you know, the internet would call him a troll or whatever you want. But you said the other day, like, was sending very nice texts and stuff. It's very odd. Maybe the taxes came back that day or
something good happened to him. Yeah. Having a good day for change.
Are we getting lured in and then they're going to drop the hammer soon? Like, I don't know.
What hammer?
Like, why are they being so nice?
Why is it sometimes a hammer or a shoe that drops?
Van hammer drops.
Mm. So I don't
know why you think it's you. I mean, clearly you're talking about Paige there.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Could be.
Did you not give somebody tickets they wanted? Because people always ask, you giving away tickets?
I legally have to give that to them if they won.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe
I don't know maybe what that
we'll
means.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe due to call back and say,
we don't
hey,
get to do giveaways anymore.
Maybe he'll have confirmation. It was you, fat boy, you dummy.
He's going to call back. No, I was talking about you.
I was talking about you, you fat dummy.
Or text in right now, 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rates apply. Don't text and drive. Thank you. What? Who you think they're talking about?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's a good one.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys. Break it
down. Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, famous people born today on April 22nd. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Oh, dang it.
They have too many birthdays.
They do.
Not that I want them to die or anything.
Is Travis
a member of the band?
Not Travis?
No.
Tom.
In my mind, it's the dude who's married to Travis. Because in my mind, I keep wanting to think that Machine Gun Kelly's married to Travis Barker.
Oh. Huh.
It's MGK's birthday.
Okay.
Mr. Travis Barker. In my mind. Because they're always together.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't find a Machine Gun Kelly song?
I don't know him.
I don't either.
I just play Wild Boys.
Punched her. 31.
I'm gonna say 30.
38.
He's 34 today. How about Amber Heard?
Oh, man. Me and the cow and the chicken, or the goat and the chicken, were doing a paying tribute to her and Johnny on Saturday. Go first, fat boy.
40? I think she's 40.
41.
43.
She's 38 today.
Good Lord.
Oh, Emma.
Is she related to John?
Rest in peace.
Is she?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I she heard really, that.
It's a rapper, y'all. Yeah.
You heard? It's, I have to say it to get the joke. Isn't that great?
It's, Daniel Johns' birthday, the kid from Silverchair. How old is the kid from Silverchair now?
Suck it, because as a plump kid, this song, I didn't like it.
Yeah,
people associated it with me, and I didn't like it. I was like, I'm not from Australia.
It's all about that little blonde boy.
Yep.
I think he's 42.
43.
Close in age.
He's 45 now.
45.
He's a Silverchair guy.
God.
That was their big selling point with Johnny Lane, too. Hey, man, they're young.
Yeah.
It was like, Johnny Lane, he's only 16. Listen to what he can do.
Oh.
Hines Ward.
No, usually, though.
Oh, it's somebody from Atlanta.
No. I don't know where he's from.
Carl. Mm. No, we're going in order here.
Negan.
Oh, I forget his real name.
His name now.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
He's real popular in Ring of Fire because it's three names.
His wife used to be on One Tree Hill.
Yep.
I'll go whatever Paige says. I think she's probably serviced herself thinking about him.
55?
54?
I'm going to go 55.
He's 58 today.
Age.
How do I know?
Let's see. We got three more to go. Our apologies to Ryan Stiles. We ain't guessing yours.
Oh, come on, man.
No, we got three more to hit. We don't have time. He's 65. Is the big, tall guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No tickets for you when he comes to the Peace Center. Don't you be asking Colin Mockery for him either. Oh, just talked about this guy.
Yeah.
Used to run a business downtown. A restaurant.
Frank's Steakhouse.
Nope.
Peter Frampton's birthday today.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say whatever the right answer is.
I'll go with that.
78.
Man, fat boy get a point. He's 74 today. How about John Waters?
I accidentally hit my noisemaker.
John Waters and his pencil-thin mustache.
Soil the chair.
He loves this song.
It's hard to tell about him. I'm going to say 80.
Director of the trashiest of movies.
And then Crybaby. Did you do Crybaby?
Yeah, Serial Mom, Crybaby, yeah.
81.
78.
He is 78 today.
Dang it.
I've already turned my screens off, so you know I'm not cheating.
Yeah.
I got an appointment. Well, the bathroom downstairs. Get the... it was Prince's birthday yesterday, I believe. He says funk.
It does.
I'd explain that to my mama. Turn it off!
It is, fat boy. It is Jack. It is Jack's birthday.
Nicholson.
It is Jack Nicholson's birthday today.
He'll sign stuff for people now, like out and about.
Really?
Which he never really did before.
Go with a smile. I wonder if they ever played this at the Astro. I could get down to this.
I bet they did. I hope so.
Every night.
God, that was a good soundtrack. How'd he come up with that stuff?
Dude, the Smashing Pumpkins on there is some of the best Smashing Pumpkins ever.
That's true. And one of U2's better songs on a Batman movie, too.
Prince, man, was a genius.
He was.
Just the way he arranged
geniuses
music.
Yeah. Don't live a full life. I've noticed that.
Chris
and
Farley?
It makes me very scared.
Mm-hmm.
John Belushi?
84 for Jack Nicholson.
85?
86.
He's 87 today is Nicholson. Damn. That's all we got for birthdays.
Here's Donnie.
We ain't going to have him much longer.
Eddie Albert would have been 124 today.
Pardon me,
118, rather. I was off on that one.
You know the way Jack Nicholson got paid for Batman, you know, obviously he took a smaller salary and points after, you know, of the actual movie money. I wonder if Jack Nicholson made money off that song. Because he sampled all through it.
And probably.
The way his agent was then, Jack Nicholson probably just made like 38 cents. That's just playing that.
Probably.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
He had to be one of the first ones to do that. Margot Robbie did it with Barbie. She took some participation.
Mm-hmm. See, I would have thought that would have just careened off a cliff somewhere and not done well.
Bring him off a cliff?
Like, you look back at pop culture of last year, two movies came out. That's it. Yeah. Two movies came out. So crazy. I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any part of it, it's as easy as texting the word podcast to 72341. That is the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Shouldn't have missed.
Shouldn't have what? Missed what?
Should have been listening.
Well, you should have, but things happen.
Things happen.
People have to run
emergencies.
In. Drop off a pallet. Pick up a pallet. It didn't fall from heaven, you know.
If I bought it, they brought it.
Choice is yours.
Look twice, save a life.
Also, a new episode, After Hours with the Rise Guys, hit.
Turn around, don't drown.
This morning as well. You can go listen to that by getting it the same way there.
Yep, or text podcast to 72341.
Same way.
I know, I'm just saying.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah.
Oh, what if you're really good at it?
Don't
do
that one time where somebody will stop and realize, oh no, I'm in the. I almost called the FOF line the other day.
Wish you would.
This son of a bitch was in the wrong lane. What do? They don't keep going the way that the lane is turning.
No.
They just stop with their blinker on. Like everybody behind them is like, oh my God.
Dude, people be in the middle lane and you'll be in a left turn lane and they want to turn left, so they'll just turn. They'll just turn from a non-turning lane, and you got to try like hell not to hit them.
Yeah.
People be trifling, Jim.
People be messing stuff up, man.
Trifling in traffic.
Yeah.
Traveling in traffic. Thank you all for listening. Have you a blessed day. Be back live tomorrow. Wash your hands. It is good. Out of order.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.